Time to tell the neighbor that Charlie Abel is on. It's time that you can listen to eras long bygone. So email all your loved ones or call them on your phone and tell them Charlie Evers is on. It may be terminal wrinkles, it may be Hillary's hair, it may be on top of the courthouse, you bet old Charlie's there. You may be invited to dinner, but tell them you can't come. The Charlie Evers is on.
Well, not Charlie Evers today, but Scott Spears along with you Friday, Getaway Friday, May the 15th, 2020, right in the middle of the month of May. And, you know, it's unfortunate Charlie's not here right now because we miss Charlie. We miss seeing Charlie come in. But I can tell you this, that, you know, first of all, nobody can fill in for Charlie. Well, I guess we can fill in, but nobody can, you know, do the job that he did, because that's like trying to replace the gold standard with nickel plating. So, you know, we're just sitting in here while Charlie is out recouping his energy issue. But I can say this, I did visit Charlie last night. I saw Charlie last night, and he's okay. And he does listen to the show, or at least from time to time does. I did see a radio next to him, next to his chair. So, you know, it's great that Charlie's still out there listening, and hopefully his energy will return, and we will have Charlie doing this again one day. And we certainly miss him being here. Because here's the thing that I know about working with Charlie now for a long, long time. 6 years on this station. 6 years, I believe, on June the 10th. But nobody can do what Charlie does. That's the problem. Charlie can do just about anything. And the rest of us can't. Let's just put it that way. He is the gold standard when it comes to broadcasters in Marion, and we all know it. All the rest of us know it, that Charlie's the best and always was the best and did the most interesting things that have ever been done in the history of broadcasting in Marion. So, you know, it's very daunting to fill in for him, because when you hear that theme song playing and it says it's time for Charlie Evers, well, hey, you know, I'm not Charlie Evers, and nobody else ever has been either. So we miss him, we hope him back soon, and we hope that energy returns and he feels better ASAP, because he is the icon, the only icon, when it comes to broadcasting in Marion right now. And I, you know, sitting in for Charlie is interesting, because you start to think about, I've missed him being in the studio because he's been out now for about a month. And I think of, we all do this in life. We don't think about something until it's not here anymore, until he's not in the studio every day. Because I'd see Charlie 3 times a week. He was working 3 times a week when he took this little sabbatical. And, I just miss talking with him during the breaks, and I miss the funny stuff he would come up with on the air and the interaction he had with the callers and the stories he always had on his mind. So we miss him terribly, and we hope he will be back here soon enough. And I know you, the listeners, miss him, because I see you in the grocery store, I read your emails, I read your Facebook posts, I take the phone calls here at the station. You know, how's Charlie doing? Is he coming back? So on and so forth. And at this point, we're just all playing it by ear, but we certainly hope he does. And all I can say is, as I say, I did see Charlie last night. So there you are. Do want to keep Charlie's voice on the air in his absence right now. And we did that yesterday by playing an interview that he had done with Hee Haw's Lulu Roman. So what I wanted to do here, Before we go any further today, a lot of people love that interview. Now, it's a whole two-hour interview. It's from June 28th, 2019. It is on the website. You can listen to the whole thing. Just go to the website, wwgh1071.com. Go to the Charlie Evers tab and search, go down to June 28th, 2019, and it says with Lulu Roman. There's a full 2 hours. Now, I'm just going to give you a little hint here for 7 minutes of that interview from hour number two. Yesterday, we gave you the beginning of that interview. Today, we're going to give you the start of hour number two. And then we'll come back and do what Charlie did for so many years on this show, trivia and fun. And we've got a big guest coming up next hour too. So here is the legendary Charlie Evers, June 28th on this station with Hee Haw's Lulu Roman live in studio last year. Take it away, Charlie.
It's time to tell the neighbors the Charlie Evers show is on. It's time that you can listen to eras long bygone. So email all your loved ones or call them on your phone and tell them Charlie Evers is on. It may be terminal wrinkles, it may be Hillary's hair, it may be on top of the courthouse, you bet old Charlie's there. You may be invited to dinner, but tell them you can't come. The Charlie Evers is home.
Okay, we're back once again. I'm Charlie Evers with Lulu Roman talking about her new book and about where she'll be later today. But I think one of the most important messages coming out of this interview today is how Lulu, once a very intense drug addict, popped out of it overnight. Lulu, welcome back.
And thank you.
You're going to be at Perkins. Let me see. What time? 5 o'clock?
5 o'clock.
5 till 9?
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. Okay, Perkins. Oh, here we go. We have a caller. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Yes, I don't know if she wants to answer this or not, but does she know who her parents are?
Yes, she did talk about that once. A lady said, did you know who your parents were?
Yes, and she did her family tree, to find all that out and everything. Because my brother, when he came back from Vietnam in 65, still yet he does the family tree almost every day, and he's really into that.
How neat.
Thousands of names. I mean, when he finds one person,
wow,
he will go to, like, his vacations where the kids were growing up. They would go visit courthouses or cemeteries to find all this information out.
Yeah.
They would think they were going somewhere and stuff, and he's really into that. And I just wondered, because me, I'd want to know everything and stuff, and I was just wondering about that, and if it's in the book and stuff, that's fine, but I just wondered if she...
It's not in the book. I did kind of... tried to do a little bit. I met my mother several times. She was in a mental institution the whole time I was in the orphan's home. And I found out much later that she had been severely abused, that she had been hit in the head with bottles and skillets and chairs as a child. And she had the mental capacity, I think they said, of about a 7-year-old child. And so I never got to have really any kind of a relationship with her. It was, hi, Mama, hi, baby. I love you, baby. I love you, Mama. That was about it.
Pull that microphone a little closer.
Okay.
Is that
better?
That's okay. Great, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting. Okay. About your mother, but nothing about your dad?
No, never knew who my father was. Never, I tried. I asked everybody that I could try to find that might know, and nobody seemed to have any clues at all. You know, I mean, we even did go to what's that thing we did, Kim?
Ancestry.
We did go to the ancestry thing
right.
and tried to find something out.
Oh, yeah.
Even with from my blood and stuff, but we couldn't.
I've done that too. Get a DNA sample
yeah,
and all that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. It's something you probably never know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Especially, and that's hard, you know, to think that you'll go to your grave not knowing who your father was.
Yeah, yeah.
That's all I ever ever wanted. I wanted to know who my father was.
Sure. Well,
I mean, I know who my father in heaven is, but, you know, you always want to know who your daddy was here, you know.
But I am so interested in this interview today. The fact that, of course, I never knew you'd been a drug addict in a big, big way.
Yes.
And to tell our listeners, you stopped overnight, didn't you?
Mm-hmm. Well, it was, you know, God just took it away. He did.
Okay. You went and
one day I was... a drug addict, the next day it was gone.
And you hadn't gone through a rehab center? And
nope. Never went through nothing. No.
Yeah. Isn't that something?
God just took it away.
I wonder how many other people can do that. Wow.
I'm sure the Lord has done that for a lot of people. I have.
Okay.
I've met a few other people that have told me that God took it away from them.
Okay. We have another caller. Go ahead, caller.
Okay, it's me. I'm the same person that just called.
Yes.
And I got cut off, and then I got a call, so I didn't get to hear all of her stuff, but when it got replayed, so I'll hear it.
Okay, now what, and what was
it? I thought it would be neat if she could go to the Popcorn Festival and do a show.
Go to what?
Do a show at the Popcorn Festival.
She's probably never heard of the Popcorn Festival.
Yeah, but it's too late, but I thought that would have been neat to have her do.
That would have been neat, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thanks for your call.
Thank you.
Uh-huh, goodbye.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, we have a popcorn festival here every year, draws.
Oh, but that's wonderful.
Yeah, and
I love popcorn.
You can imagine the flow of drugs among
Oh, my goodness, yes.
My.
Yeah.
Scott, you know I love fruitcake so much that for me it's not just a Christmas dessert.
Oh, Charlie, I would not want it any time of the year.
Oh, Scott, you've not lived until you've had mashed potatoes and fruitcake. Birthday fruitcake, graduation fruitcake, cream of fruitcake, and oh, the possibilities are endless.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
GTG, BRB, OMW, be there in a few. You may think that these kinds of texts are fine because of their length and you can easily send them at a stoplight. But no, answering one text can take your attention away from the road for 5 seconds. And traveling at 55 miles an hour, that's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Make good decisions. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopRex.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Scott Spears back with you on this Getaway Friday, Friday, May the 15th, 2020, 31 minutes past the hour. And how about that? The legendary Charlie Evers and the equally legendary Lulu Roman from Hee Haw. Those two got together, remember, just about a year ago, June 28th, 2019, on this station. Now, if you would like to hear that whole interview, there's 2 hours of it. Go to WWGH1071.com. Go to the Charlie Evers clip. He has a spot on that site. And then just scroll down to June 28th, 2019. And I believe it says Charlie with Lulu Roman. So it's not hard to find. There are a full 2 hours of that broadcast. And I will tell you this, because I think Charlie was listening that entire morning, because I had done, I believe, 2 hours prior to Charlie coming in that day with Lulu. And Charlie got so fascinated, as you heard in that clip, it got more as the hour went on, with Lulu and her drug addiction. And she did. I mean, it's in her book. She talks about her drug addiction. There's no doubt about it. But Charlie was so fascinated by that. And this, to me, I'll tell you two things about that. Number one, I was in the studio that day, obviously, but I was back in the office listening to this interview over the radio. And at one point, it made me laugh because he really got fascinated by that drug issue. And almost all her TV career and anything else she'd ever done was wiped out. And Charlie just wanted to know about how she was cured and the drug issue she was having and so on and so forth. And it was funny in a way because the way Charlie introduced, if you go back and listen, you got to listen to how he introduces her. And I think you heard it there in the beginning. I don't think he said hee-haw or anything. I think he said Lulu Roman, who was once a drug addict. And it was just, it's a funny introduction when you hear it. But here's the point of that. That's Charlie. That is Charlie. I've never known anybody as curious as that man. And for some reason, her drug addiction sparked that curiosity in his brain that was unmatched. Charlie has unmatched curiosity to this day. And he just wanted to know everything there was to know about her drug addiction and how she got over it. And it was fascinating. And it's a fascinating interview. Go listen to that. Not only if you have interest in drug addiction problems, or you have interest in Lulu Roman and Hee Haw, or you have interest in Charlie Evers, which I'm sure a lot of people have interest in all those things. It all came together live in this studio, June 28th, 2019, and it's worth listening to. So, Charlie, I hope you're out there listening today. I know you have a radio next to you, and I hope that sparked a great memory for you. It certainly did for me. That was a fun, fun day here at WWGH Radio. Now, where do we go from here? What is the next step? Let's see what we have. We have trivia today, I think. Okay. You know what? We have Family Feud, but I'm not going to get into that yet because I had some food trivia. Well, should we get into Family Feud? I know everybody likes Family Feud. Maybe I'll save the food trivia for Monday. Do you want to do food trivia or do you want to do Family Feud? Let me know. First person to let me know, maybe that's what we'll do. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944 because we do have Family Feud, but yet we do have this food trivia that I came up with a couple days ago that we never did get to. Don't forget, we got a guest coming up next hour. You're not going to want to miss here on this station. Where is the Family Feud? Okay, I think it's right here. Okay, yes, I have found the Family Feud. Okay, you know what? We're going to go with the Family Feud because the first Family Feud question is a food question. And then we'll get back, well, here comes an answer to the question. And then we'll do the food trivia. Let's go here. Go ahead, caller.
Family Feud.
Family Feud. All right, that's where we're headed.
Okay.
Thank you. All right, we're going to do exactly what the caller said and get into the Family Feud. Here we go. Here is the category today. Name a plant people might grow themselves. Name a plant people might grow themselves. 36 minutes past the hour. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 answers on the big board here. Name a plant people might grow themselves. Does anybody know the answers? 740-383-9944. 6 big answers on the big board today. Go ahead, caller.
Tomato plant.
Tomato is number one on the list. 33 people said tomato plant.
Sure.
Thank you. All right, so we got tomato plant. Name a plant that people might grow themselves. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 answers left on the big board. Name a plant that people might grow themselves. Number one is tomato. What are the other answers here? 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Here's my PG-rated answer, Scott. How about marijuana? It's legal in a lot of areas, and it is legal to grow. I'll tell you what.
As funny as it is, Adam, that is on the list. That is number 7. 3 people said grass or pot, as people would call it.
See, there's my trendy answer for you.
Hey, Adam, I have a question for you. You called in. You were here when Lulu was in the studio last June 28th, right?
And I loved it because I used to watch Hee Haw with my family every week.
Right. Well, you know, we just played that clip of her and Charlie on the air, and I don't think, for whatever reason, that I got a picture of her and Charlie together. Was there a picture of her and Charlie together? I know you took the pictures.
I'm pretty sure, yeah. I'm off to look later. I'm doing my workout early because I have a hair appointment at noon in another part of town, but I will look for you, I promise. I'm pretty sure I got the picture because I took a whole boatload of photos, so
yeah,
I will
yeah.
look for you.
Yeah, if you just have ones of Lulu and Charlie, or maybe the whole group that day with Charlie
yeah,
in
yeah, I'll look. I'm pretty sure I have them. I'll find them. Yeah, I'm just never been this. I don't think it's possible for a man my age to be this excited about getting his hair cut, Scott. Is that something we'd only see after after exiting the Twilight Zone?
You're exactly right. It's a whole new thing. You've got it right, Adam. Well, thanks for calling, and I'll look forward to seeing those pictures.
All right. See you later, Scott. Thank
Bye-bye.
You.
Yes, grass pot was on the list. Number 7, oddly enough. Name a plant that people might grow themselves. Number 1, tomato. Number 7 was a grass pot. We've got 2, 3, 4, and 5. Those are the answers left on the big list today. Let's see what's coming down the pike here. Go ahead, caller.
Watermelon plant.
Watermelon. Watermelon is not on the list, oddly enough.
Okay.
Thank you. No watermelon today on the big list. Name a plant that people might grow themselves. A plant that people might grow themselves. Does anybody know what that might be? Tomatoes, number 1. Grass and pot, number 7, as odd as it is. What are the middle 5 here? 5 answers we do not have. Go ahead, caller.
A cucumber.
A cucumber. A cucumber is not on the list today. No cucumbers. What is a plant that people might grow themselves? Does anybody know a plant that people might grow themselves? Not a cucumber. 2, 3, 4, and 5 are still on the board here. Let's see if this is a correct answer coming down the pike. Go ahead, caller.
About green beans.
Green beans. No green beans on the list.
Okay.
Thank you. No green beans today. Remember the category, name a plant people might grow themselves. Number 1, tomato. Number 7, grass pot. Those are the two we've got so far. We don't have 2, 3, 4, or 5 on the list. What are 2, 3, 4, and 5 on the list today of a plant that people might grow themselves? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. A plant that people might grow themselves. Let's see what we got coming down the pike here. Go ahead, caller.
Has anybody guessed green peppers?
No, and green peppers are not on the list.
Oh, my.
I know. Okay. Thank you. No green peppers on the list today. Name a plant that people might grow themselves. No green peppers. Tomato, number 1. Grass and pot, number 7. 2, 3, 4, and 5. What are two? Or what? Let's. Am I counting wrong? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 answers, not 7. Go ahead, caller.
What about corn?
Corn is not on the list. No corn on the list today. Name a plant that people might grow themselves. Tomato, number 1. Grass pot, number 6. There were 6 answers, not 7. What is 2, 3, 4, and 5? Does anybody know what answers 2, 3, 4, and 5 might be today on the big list? Go ahead, caller.
Carrots.
Carrots. No carrots on the list. Carrots do not make the list today. Name a plant that people might grow themselves. Tomatoes, 1. Grass and pot, number 6. What is 2, 3, 4, and 5? There are 4 answers left here. Now remember, the category is name a plant that people might grow themselves. Go ahead, caller.
Lettuce.
No lettuce on the list. Lettuce does not make the list. A plant that people might grow themselves. What's the answer? Go ahead, caller.
I know some people grow catnip for their cat.
You can grow catnip?
Well, yeah. I mean, somebody's got to grow it somewhere, Scott, or you wouldn't be able to buy it at all.
I didn't even know it was a plant.
what did you think it was?
I've never bought catnip. I have no idea what catnip is.
Let's take it from the giddy up. Are you a cat person?
You know, I can. I'm not an anti-cat person. I'm not allergic, but I'm not a cat person. No.
Yeah. Well, I am, and Ninja, that's my cat. He just goes nuts over it. I love giving him just a little, and he's kind of like a jolt, a cat jolt.
Is that what catnip is? It's the cat jolt.
It really is, Scott. Toodaloo.
Thank you. Catnip does not make the list today. We're looking for a plant that people might grow themselves. What might that be today? Let's see if we got an answer here. Go ahead, caller.
Hi, Scott. What about aloe vera?
Aloe vera. I'll tell you, that's a good one this time of year, but aloe vera does not make the list.
Okay.
Thank you. No aloe vera on the list. No aloe vera, no catnip. What do we got here? Name a plant that people might grow themselves. That's the answer. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, here's another plant. How about flowers?
Flowers. Flowers, roses are number two on the list. 31 people said flowers, roses. Thank you. All right, flowers, roses are number two on the list. So now, name a plant that people might grow themselves. We have number one, tomatoes, number two, flowers, and number six, grass pot. What are the three we're missing? Go ahead, caller.
What about peppers?
Peppers. Peppers are not on the list.
Oh,
I know.
Okay.
How could that be? Thank you. No peppers on the list. We got 30 seconds left, and we'll be going to a break here on WWGH Radio. But the question is, name a plant that people might grow themselves. And don't forget, we got a guest coming up here a little after 11 o'clock today on this station. That's going to be fun. Let's see what we got here. Go ahead, caller.
It's me again, Scott. Many people grow cactus inside because it's easy to grow. It doesn't need to be watered a lot. So I'll say,
Hey, hang there, Adam. We got a break. Hold on.
I've got my milk and my bowl and my saucer.
Sounds like you're getting ready for breakfast. What are you having?
Well, I'm having a bowl of golden grams with a side of toast with golden butter and a nice golden glass of apple juice.
I should have known.
Ah.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
And we're back here at WWGH Radio, 46 minutes past the hour on this Getaway Friday, May the 15th. Adam, what was your answer again?
Cactus, because it's easy to grow. It doesn't need a lot of water. You can grow a small one inside the house.
Cactus. You know, cactus is not on the list, unfortunately.
Okay, well, I tried.
All right, no cactus on the list. Number one, tomatoes, two, flowers, and six is grass and pot, or grass or pot, however you would like to say that. Name a plant that might grow, name a plant that people might grow themselves. A plant that people might grow themselves. Don't forget, we got a guest going to be, and we might continue Family Feud with the guest here in the 11 o'clock hour. So that's going to be something you will not want to miss for love nor money. Let me put it that way. You won't want to miss that for love nor money. All right, 740-383-9944. Name a plant that people might grow themselves. Three answers still on the big board today. Go ahead, caller.
What about onions?
Onions. Onions are not on the list.
Okay.
No onions. 740-383-9944. 47 minutes past the hour. We've got tomatoes number one, flowers number two, grass and pot number six. What are three, four, and five? Three, four, and five on the big list today of plants that people might grow themselves. What are the answers? Let's take a listen in. Go ahead, caller.
How about a squash?
A squash? A squash is not on the list. No squash. All right, what do we got here? 740-383-9944. No squash on the list. How unfortunate is that? What do we got? Tomatoes, number one. Flowers, number two. Grass and pot, number three. What do we got? No, it's not number... See, you know what? Here's what happened there. I got distracted. I was looking at something... Could you tell? I was looking at something and got distracted. That happens a lot. All right, here, go to the phones. Let's go.
Hi, where did you get your list, and is it local?
You know, this list came from the Family Feud authorities, as far as I know.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess we can't dispute that. Okay, that's all I wanted to say.
Yeah, well, no, thank you. Thank you. Yes, absolutely. It came from the Family Feud authorities, but the question is, name a plant people might grow themselves. Now, number one is tomato, number two is flower, and number three, flowers. Number six is grass pot. How that got on the list, I don't... Maybe they did this list in California. Or where is it that marijuana is legal now? Recreational? Well, it's medically legal here in Ohio now. Go ahead, caller.
How about strawberries?
You know, that's a good... Strawberries are not on the list, but I'll tell you this. We do have... I'll give you this hint. Two fruits, one vegetable of the three left.
Okie dokie.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
So they are not trick answers. We have two fruits and one vegetable left on this list, and 10 minutes left in this hour. Two fruits, one vegetable. Name something that people might grow themselves. What people might grow themselves? 740-383-9944. Give us a call. Here we go. Phone call on its way in. Go ahead, caller.
Pumpkins.
Pumpkins are not on the list, but you're in the right neighborhood. That's more in the neighborhood of the vegetable. Thank you. Vegetables. Pumpkin is not the one, though. Name something people might grow themselves. Go ahead, caller. Apples are number three. That's one of the fruits. Apples, 14 people said apples. Thank you.
Yes,
apples are on the list. So we've got tomatoes, flowers, apples, and grass and pot. What are the other two? We've got a fruit and a vegetable left. One fruit, one vegetable. Go ahead, caller. Are you there, caller?
Yes, green beans.
Green beans, good guess, in the right neighborhood, but not on the list.
Okay.
Green beans does not make the list. Name a plant that people might grow themselves. We have one fruit and one vegetable left on the list. Does anybody know the fruit? Does anybody know the vegetable? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. One fruit, one vegetable. Go ahead, caller.
Corn or peas?
Not corn or peas.
Okay.
No corn, no peas. Name a plant that people might grow themselves. One fruit, one vegetable left, 52 minutes past the hour, 8 minutes left to go. Tomatoes number one, flowers number two, apples number three, and grass and pot number six. What's the one fruit and the one vegetable left on our big list here? Go ahead, caller.
How about peaches?
No peaches.
Okay.
Peaches do not make the list. We've got tomatoes, flowers, apples, and grass pot. What is the vegetable? What is the fruit that we do not have as of yet? Let's see what we got coming here. Go ahead, caller.
How about strawberries?
Strawberry, that's not the fruit. You know, I would have guessed strawberries.
Okay.
It's a good one. Thank you. Strawberries, not on the list. What is the fruit that... What is the vegetable? Do we know? Name a plant that you might grow yourself. A plant that you might grow yourself, one fruit, one vegetable, left on the big list. Go ahead, caller.
How about potatoes?
Potatoes. Potatoes not on the list. Nope. No potatoes, unfortunately, on the list today. Name a plant people might grow themselves. Scott Spears filling in for the radio broadcasting legend, Charlie Evers, here on this Getaway Friday, May the 15th, 2020. We've got somebody coming up next hour, and tune in for that because you're going to be surprised as to who that is. That's going to be fun, I think, for the listening audience. All right, here we go. Go ahead, caller.
Cherries?
No cherries. Cherries do not make the list. You know, the other night I went out looking for a cherry pie, and all I could find was a little cherry pie, not a big one. Are cherries out of season? I don't know. Go ahead, caller.
Raspberries.
Raspberries. No raspberries on the list. Raspberries don't make the cut today. One vegetable, one fruit, and 6 minutes left to go in this hour. Name a plant that people might grow themselves. What do we got here? Oop, let's see. Well, if that was you, call back in. Okay, maybe you are calling back in. Here we go. Go ahead, caller.
Zucchini.
Zucchini is on the list. Number four, zucchini. You've got it right.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye. And we've talked so much about zucchini on this show. Zucchini does make the list at number four. So one answer left, and it's a fruit. We got the vegetable. Go ahead, caller.
About grapes?
Not grapes. Okay. No grapes on this particular list. Tomatoes number one, flowers number two, apples number three, zucchini number four, grass pot number six. What is number five? And it is a fruit. We got the last vegetable. It was zucchini. 5 minutes left to go. Are we going to get this final fruit? 740-383-9944. Now remember, we've got two more hours. We're not going away in the next 5 minutes. Just the end of the hour. Go ahead, caller.
What about rhubarb?
Not rhubarb. No rhubarb on this particular list. Although we did talk about rhubarb this morning quite a bit. Question is, name a plant that people might grow themselves. It's a fruit. How many fruits can there be out in the world? But are cherries out of season? Does anybody know that? Are people not making cherry pie this time of year? Go ahead, caller.
How about pears?
Not pears.
Okay.
I know. Good guess. Thank you. No pears on the list today either. What is that fruit that is eluding us? It is not the pear. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What is the missing answer on our list today? Name a plant that people might grow themselves. One is tomato, two flowers, three apples, four zucchini, six grass pot. Oddly enough, what is five? It is a fruit. Go ahead, caller.
Cantaloupe.
Not a cantaloupe. Cantaloupe does not make the list, although I do notice a lot of people buying a lot of cantaloupes this time of year. Do you get confused between a cantaloupe and a honeydew melon? I mean, they do look different, but they're very similar in size, very similar in shape, but definitely taste a lot different. All right, we got one answer left in about 3 minutes now. Are we going to get this fruit in 3 minutes? That's the question. 740-383-9944. Name a plant people might grow themselves. One is tomato, two flowers, three apples, four zucchini, and six grass pot. What is number five? It is a fruit. Go ahead, caller.
Watermelon.
Not a watermelon.
Okay.
Nope, but people do. That's another one this time of year that goes right along with cantaloupe. Watermelon, a very popular choice. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What is the big answer today? Boy, a fruit and 2.5 minutes left to go. Go ahead, caller.
Walnut tree, right?
Not a walnut tree. No walnut tree. Holy mackerel. We're down to the 2-minute mark. Are we going to get this fruit before we break? On this Getaway Friday, Friday, May the 15th, 2020. Go ahead, caller.
How about peaches?
Not a peach. No James and the Giant Peach here today. No peach. Under 2 minutes now. Are we going to get this answer? Boy, the pressure is on now. I can tell you it's a fruit, and it's on the list of a plant that people might grow themselves. What is it? Go ahead,
plum.
Caller. A plum?
Plum?
Plum? Plums is the answer. You have got it. I wouldn't even know how to grow a plum, would you?
Oh, it took a while.
I know. It, you know, how do you grow? Have you ever seen
it?
It's a plum tree?
Yeah.
Do people do that?
I haven't heard of it that regular, but where I had lived a long time ago, there was a plum tree there.
Well, I tell you, thank goodness you saved us.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Yes, it was a plum. So our final answers for this hour. Remember, we got 2 more hours here this morning and a guest coming in, so that's going to be fun. Name a plant people might grow themselves. 1 was tomato, 2 was flowers, 3 apples, 4 zucchini, 5 plums, 6 grass pot. There you go. We will be back in about 12 minutes. We've got news and weather. We've got news from the mayor and health commissioner, Tracy Kinsler. We've got a great weather report here on WWGH Radio, and 2 more hours and a guest. Oh, man, you're not going to want to miss this guest. We might do trivia. We might talk, but you're not going to want to miss it, and I'm not going to tell you who it is, but I think you're going to enjoy those next moments on this station. So stay tuned. Coming back with a guest and a whole lot of conversation and a whole lot of trivia on the Charlie Evers Show here on WWGH Radio. Stay tuned. Be back in a very short period of time. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, The Talking Place. For legendary comedian Dick Gregory,
well, I just sit in my ear.